Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Kuf Yud Ches, 9 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Beis at the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah begins, V'chein Beis Abad, Shu Boni B'Sela, V'gina Achas Al Gabo, V'niftach, Harei Bal Gina, Yerid V'Zirei L'Mato, Achi Yassel Beis Badei Kippin. And Rashi explains by the fact that this Mishnah starts off with the word V'chein, it's going back on the Mishnah that we had on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yud Zayin and Alv, which we explain is talking about two brothers that received the Yerusha from their father, and our Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Yaakov built an olive press into a mountain, and at the top of the olive press there was a garden, and then Yaakov died and his children Reuben and Shimon inherited Yaakov's olive press and his garden, and Reuben took the olive press and Shimon took the garden, and then the ceiling of the olive press, which also was the floor of the garden, gave way and it collapsed. So the Mishnah teaches us that Shimon, who had a right to the garden, now could go down into the olive press and could use the floor of the olive press in order to plant his garden, and he could do so until the point that Reuben builds a new roof or a new dome on top of the olive press, and this way Shimon could once again plant his garden on top of the olive press. And keep in mind that in the second Mishnah of the Perek on Daf Kuftai Zayin and Beis, the Mishnah stated that Bais Valiya Niftacha Aliyah Ve'im Bal Bais Reitz L'Sakin Harei Bal Aliyah Yeri V'Dor L'Mato Achi Yisakin L'Yis Aliyah. And we explained that that Mishnah was talking about a case where the Bais and Aliyah was owned by one person and he rented it to someone else, and then the owner has a responsibility to fix the ceiling. However, if it would be owned by two separate people, then the owner of the bais would not be responsible to fix the roof. And if so, why did our Mishnah state that the owner of the olive press is responsible to fix the roof for the Baal Hagina and Ayin the Rush, who discussed this point? And Ayin Taisis Dima Maschel V'chein Beis Abad Pirish Bekuntres Da'ir Ba'achin Shechoku K'moy Plukted Rab Yud Rabbanon and V'loy B'Seichu Mascher, and not in the case of a Seichu Mascher. And even though in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon were chaylik, however, in this Mishnah, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to the Rabbanon because it's not Mechsei Karibis, and therefore the Lashon of V'chein that the Mishnah mentions makes a lot of sense. However, Ayin Taisis, where he asks a couple of questions on Rashi, and Ayin Taisis Rush, who brings down from the Rivan actually learns that our Mishnah is similar to the Mishnah Daf Kuf Da Zayin and Beis, where we're talking about one owner that owned the Beis Abad and the Gina, and he rented out the Gina to another party, and we're talking about a and Maschir. And the Mishnah continues, HaKosev Ilan Shenaflu Shisravim Viziku Potom L'Shalim, that if Reuven owned a wall or owned a tree and that wall or tree fell into a Shisravim, and for example there was a very strong wind and therefore was an Oinis, so Reuven would be Potter, and it doesn't make a difference if the tree or the wall actually hurt someone while it was falling where it was Mamish an Oinis, or if the tree or wall fell into the Shisravim and then after it fell it actually was Mazik someone, as the Maisa he didn't have time to remove the wall or the tree from the Rishis Rabbim. And even in a scenario where the wall or the tree stayed in the Rishis Rabbim for a long time and Reuven really had time to remove it, Reuven was mafka the broken pieces of the wall or this tree, then Reuven would also be pata based on the klal that we learned previously that a mafka nechassim la'acha nefilasim ba'inais would be pata. However, if he was not mafka nechassim, then if he would have had time to remove these items, then it would be considered a pesheya and he would be chayiv. And the Mishnah continues that let's say Bezdin walked by someone's field and they saw that his wall or his tree was very weak and they realized that it could fall down, and Nusley's man locked to see Elon Vilistus Akaisal Vinufler Betechas Man Pato Laachas Man Chayev, that a Bezdin told him to cut down his tree and to break down his wall and to remove this problem, and they gave him a specific amount of time and they gave him a deadline, and as the Gemara will explain, the deadline would be 30 days. So if the wall or the tree falls down within the 30-day period of time, then the owner would be Pata. However, if it falls down after 30 days, then since he didn't listen to Bezin, he's considered a Pesheya, and he would be Chayiv for any damages that occur when the wall or the tree falls down, and at the time that it falls down, if it's Mazik someone, he would be Chayiv, and he would also be responsible for any Hezik that occurs after the wall or the tree falls down, as a Mafkin Nechosov La'achad Filosov B'Pshia is going to be Chayiv. And the Mishnah continues, Mishay Yekresli Samach L'Gidnes Chaveir V'Nofol Ba'amolei Pnei V'Necha, that if Reuven's wall was right next to the garden of his friend and his wall falls down into the garden of Shimon, Shimon says to Reuven, I want want you to remove your broken pieces of your wall from my property as it's being mazik me, as I can't plant in my garden. And Reuben responds to Shimon that I don't want to remove it, and you could keep all the broken pieces of this wall, and you could remove it by yourself. And as Rashi says at the top of Daf Kuf Yud Ches Siman Aleph, Higiyucha Hem Shelcha, they are yours, Upnei Yisrael La'atzmcha, and you could clear it away and keep the broken pieces for yourself. Ein Shem Aloi, then Shimon could still demand that Reuben should remove the wall. And as Rashi says, Im Ein Zeh Reitza, Ein Kuin Aloi Dva Hefka Im Atona, as if Shimon doesn't want to accept this gift from Reuben, then certainly he doesn't have to accept it, as a person doesn't have to take something Bal Kochoi, and he doesn't have to acquire something Bal Kochoi, just like we know, Ein Chavon Adam Shaloi Befanav, so certainly you can't be Chavon Adam Befanav. And the Mishnah continues, And Daf Kuf Yud Ches Siman Aleph, Misha Kibel Lav Amaloi Helechet Yitzuyoscha, Vani Etel Shali Ein Shem Aloi, that if Reuben told Shimon that Shimon should take the pieces, and Shimon said, I will actually accept your offer, and I will take your pieces, and not only did Shimon say that, but Shimon went and actually cleared the stones away, and then Reuben wants to retract and tell Shimon that I will pay for the expenses for clearing away the wall, and I will keep the pieces of the wall, and I want to keep my stones. So in this case, we would not listen to Reuven, as Shimon already acquired all the pieces and all the stones of the wall based on a Kinyan Chatzar. Where Taisus bothered the Lechira on Daf Kuf Yudainu and Beis, we mentioned that if a Kaisel or Ilan fall into Rishus Rabbim and it's Mazik someone, then the owner of the Kaisel or the Ilan would be Pata, as it fell down by Inis, and we explained that he could be Mafka, the pieces of the Kaisel and the tree, and he won't even be Chayib at a later point, as we have a klal, HaMafkin and Chasel La'achan if he lost on Ba'inis, is going to be Pater. And if so, why can't Reuven be Mafka his Nechasim in our case if it fell down Ba'inis? And Taisus explains that over here we're not talking about a case where it fell into Rishus Rabbim and it fell into private property, and as the Gemara will tell us, that even though Reuven told Shimon Higiyucha and you should take the pieces and the stones of this wall, he really wasn't serious and he was really pushing him off, as at this moment Reuven didn't want to clear away the stones, but in a chinami he still wasn't mafkirit. However, Ayin Taisus Rush, who is mechalik, that in the case of Rishus Rabbim, even though it fell into Rishus Rabbim, it wasn't yet mazik anyone, and therefore you could be mafkir in a chasim. However, in our case, where immediately when it falls into the garden, these stones are being mazik, the owner of the garden, as the gardener can't plant anything in this area. Therefore, the din of a mafkir nizok of la'achan afilas for inis is not going to be applicable. The Mishnah continues, Haseches ha'poyel lasis imay b'tevenu v'kash, if someone hires a worker in order to gather together different types of straw, and the straw either belongs to Reuven or it's actually straw of Hefker, and after the poel finishes his job, va'amaloi, and Shimon tells Reuven, tenli schari, pay me my wages, va'amaloi, and Reuven tells Shimon, tol mashi sisa b'scharcha, that I don't want to pay you in cash, and instead I want you to take all the cash and all the teven that you just collected, and that will be your payment, ain shemaloi, that we don't listen to Reuven, and Reuven, who is an employer, has to pay cash and has to pay money to the poel. And Rashi points out, Afagad v'chol duchte isla and shav kesef kekesef, and even though generally we have a cloud that shav kesef is kekesef, hacha gavi poel baton scharikziv, since the pasuk states, le'salam pula sacha itchad beika, and it's mashma, ma'ida astin behedya mashma, that whatever you actually made up to pay him, that is what you have to pay him, and since you made up to pay him a specific amount of money, therefore you can't pay him with shav kesef. However, other Rishonim don't like this pshat of Rashi, and Rashba actually says that there are three different categories. As if Reuben borrows money from Shimon, then Reuben has to pay back money, and if he doesn't have money, then he could pay back with assets. While Benegei and Nezek, then Shava Kesef is always Kesef, and there's no requirement to try to pay back with money first. However, Benegei Eschiris, then you need to even go and sell your assets in order to get money, in order to pay your workers. As Lamaisa, the reason why people work is in order to make money to support their families, and therefore they need to make sure to get money immediately, as if you would give them any assets, then they would first have to go and sell those assets in order to get money to support their families. Finally, the Mishnah states, that if Reuven told Shimon to take the Tevin V'kash, and Shimon actually agrees and takes the Tevin V'kash as his payment, and then Reuven comes back and says, I was able to get money, I now want to pay your wages, and I want to keep the Tevin V'kash, then since Shimon already took these items, so Reuven cannot retract, and Reuven can't now decide to pay him cash and take the Tevin V'kash. And our Gemara begins that our Mishnah stated, V'chim b'sabat, shubonik b'selah, v'gina achas agaba, v'niftach, harei balagina yorid, v'zirei lemata, achi yasa lebeis badai, keep in. Similarly, we had a Mishnah on Daf Kuf Desayin and Beis that stated Habayis Valiyah Niftach Aliyah Ve'im Balabayis Roitzel Sakin Harei Balaliyah Yer Vidor Lamato Achi Sakin Lo Yes Aliyah. And just like the Gemara Yes on Daf Kuf Desayin and Beis Niftach Bekamo, and we had a Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, the Gemara over here also starts off with the same question and with the same Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And our Gemara begins that when we stated in the Mishnah that the roof of the cave of the olive press, which also served as the floor of the garden, collapsed. So niftach b'kama, how much did it fall in, and what was the share that actually collapsed? And Rav Amar Baruba, Rav states that it has to be Raiv, and Shmuel Amar Baba, and Shmuel says that was four tefachim. And the Gemara explains once again, Rav Amar Baruba al Baba adam zerei chetzel lamata vechetzel lamayla. And Rav says it has to be that Raiv of the garden actually is not usable, as if it would be a smaller area, then we would tell the owner of the garden that you could use a similar amount of space in the olive press, but you don't have a right to completely move into the olive press, as there's no reason why the owner of the garden can't do some of his work on the top of the mountain and some of his work in the olive press. However, once again, Shmuel argues, and Shmuel Amar Baba, and Shmuel says that even if an area of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim of the roof of the olive press would have caved in, and therefore the owner of the garden can no longer use that area, then the owner of the garden can completely move into the olive press. The reason is because Ein Adam Zireya Chetzel Lamata VeChetzel Lamalo, as certainly it's very inconvenient for a person to have half of his garden on the top of an area and then half of his garden in a completely separate area. And the Gemara is bothered that why do we have to repeat the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, both regarding the Mishnah Daf Kuf Desayin and Beis and Benegeya our Mishnah. And the Gemara says Vitzricha the Iashmin Adira, if we'd only see the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Benegeya the case of the Mishnah Daf Kuf Desayin and Beis, which is talking about a Bayis Valiyah Shinuftecha, which is talking about someone's home, Bahakama Shmuel, maybe we would say that's where Shmuel says that even if the ceiling of the home only broke by 4 tefachim, then the user of the second story has a right to completely move into the house. As it makes sense that it's not normal for a person to live on two separate stories. But b'degeya our Mishnah, we were talking about a garden, so possibly Shmuel would be moida to Rav, and certainly there are people that have multiple gardens, and therefore maybe even Shmuel would be moida, that the owner of the garden cannot move completely into the olive press, as he would be able to plant part of his garden on the top and part of the garden on the bottom in the olive press. And similarly, the Gemara explains, and if we would only say machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, b'negei our Mishnah, b'hach kama Rav, then we would say that Rav said we need Roy, b'negei a garden, as if the collapse would be less than Roiv, then we would say, b'negei Zriya, v'yidhi inchi dezari hachaporto v'hachaporto, and therefore he says that you need to have Roiv, al b'ha b'negei a bayis valiyah, a meidle le Shmuel, maybe over there he would agree to Shmuel, lo yavidhi inchi dezari porto hachaporto hacha, and therefore tzricha, that's why we had to bring the machlekes of Rav and Shmuel, both Benegeya, the Mishnah of Abayis Valiyah, as well as Benegeya, our Mishnah, Benegeya, Beis Abad, and Agina. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Nas Leizman, that a Bezdin gave a time frame for the owner of a Kleisel or Elon that they saw was weak, and they thought that it would fall down. Then if it falls down prior to the Zman of Bezdin, then he would still be Pata. However, if it falls down after the Zman of Bezdin, then he would be considered a Pshia, and therefore he would be Chayiv. And the Gemara asks, Bekam Zman Bezdin, and what is the Zman of Bezin, and I'm Rabbi Echlan Shleishim Yoyim, that Bezin gives someone a 30-day warning period and a period of 30 days in order for him to remove the tree or the wall. And I in the top tases, Diva Maskel's Man Bezin Lamin Yoyim, or Mikan on Lomadim's Man Bezin Lafroy Chayvoy, or Lukamadvarim, the Havid Lamin Yoyim, I in Shom. The Gemara continues and quotes from the next part of the Mishnah, Misha Yakisli Samachlakinis Chaveir, Vinafa, Vamaloy Pnea Venecha, Vamaloy Higiucha, that if Reuven had a wall that was next to the gin of his friend, and Reuven's wall falls down, and Shimon tells Reuven, I want you to clear all of the broken stones from my gina as it's causing me hezek. And Reuven says, I don't want to clear it, and you could keep all the stones, and you should clear it by yourself. Then ain't Shimon loy, and we don't listen to Reuven, as you can't force someone to be mekabel matana bal kochoi. And the Mishnah then continued and stated, Mishikibalov amaloi helchesis tuyascha vani etal shili ain't Shimon loy, that if Shimon actually accepted Reuven's offer and he went and he cleared away the stones, then Reuven wants to retract and tell Shimon that he wants to keep his own stones and he wants to pay Shimon for all the work that he did in order to clear his stones, then we wouldn't listen to Reuven as Shimon was already koina. And the Gemara states, Hamidutani Seifa, and some are not curious the word Seifa, Hamidutani Hilikitsu Yosecha, Michlal de Peninu Askinon, that by the fact that the Mishnah stated that Reuven Reuven said to Shimon that I will pay you for your expenses for removing my stones. So it's muchach that we're talking about a case where Shimon went and already removed the stones. And the Gemara is therefore medayik, time of the pininu, haloi pininu loi, that it's muchach that the reason why Reuven cannot retract is because Shimon went and already removed the stones. And therefore Shimon was already kaina, and it's mashmor that if Shimon did not clear the stones yet, then Shimon was not kaina, and Reuven would still be able to retract. And the Gemara asks, amai v'tiktonle sedeo, that l'chir, even if Shimon did not actually remove the stones, if Shimon says that he wants the stones, then his sada should have been koinit, as Reuven told him, higiyucha, and he told him, heim shecha, o p'nei oisil la'atzmecha. And as the Gemara states, the amra b'yis v'abchina, chatzeri shel adam koinle shaloi midaitai, that a chatz of a person can even be koinit for him, even shaloi midaitai, and certainly in a case where Shimon actually has das to be koinit of these stones. And ayin in Taizah diva maskel liktonle chatzeri, where Taizah is bothered that why do we have to bring down the din of our b'yis v'abchina if we could just say that a chatz of a person is koina. And Taisus explains, "Avli lavdar beisav beichrina asi shaper dein koinloi alahechad im b'tzad tadeu lekachi loy peninu loy dechsham lehigiyucha loy have kati imisham." As then we could explain that we're talking about a scenario where Shimma was not b'tzad tadeu, and that's why his chutz wasn't koinit, and that's why it had to be talking about a case where Shimon actually cleared the stones out of the field, and therefore we see that Shimon was actually by the field, and therefore the Gemara brings down the din of beisav beichrina that even if Shimon wasn't b'tzad tadeu, his gina should still be kind of these stones. And the Gemara answers, Hanimila Hechad come Chavan Laknule, that the only time that we said the din of Rabbi Shabchina is only if the Makna actually had Kavanah that he wanted to be Makna this item to someone else, or he wanted to be Mafkarit. However, Avalhachish, the Mutah to come Shtamidle, over here, Reuven really wanted the stones, and he just didn't want the pressure to remove the stones at that time, and therefore he told Shimon, Higyucha, that you should keep the stones, and you should clear it by yourself. But Reuven never really intended that Shimon should keep the stones. However, once Shimon actually makes a maisa and clears the stones away, then Reuven should have been meicha and should have protested that he doesn't want Shimon to keep the stones. And by the fact that he wasn't meicha immediately, therefore it shows that Reuven's intent was actually to makta the stones to Shimon, and therefore Shimon has a right to the stones and Reuven can't retract. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last cases of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, Haseich lasis imay b'teven uvikash. And we just had a similar case in the Mishnah, but the gear is someone's wall that falls into the gina of his friend. And l'chayr, why did the Mishnah have to bring two different cases? One b'negei the wall falling into the gina, and one b'negei a pile that's working for an employer. And the Gemara states, v'tzricha, the yashmin l'hakamaisa, as if we would only give the case b'negei the wall, or maybe over there, the chikam l'higiyucha in shayim loy, mishum lesli agregabe, and l'maisa, when the owner of the wall tells the owner of the gina that you should keep the stones of the wall, then we would not listen to the owner of the wall, as l'maisa, the owner of the gina, is not owed any money from the owner of the kaisel, and therefore you can't require him to be kind of something bal kochoi. However, al v'lhocha de islay agregabe eim hashem loy, but b'negei a poil where the poil is owed money, so maybe we would say that shav kesef kekesef, and therefore the employer could tell the poil, I want you to keep the tevin and kash as your wages. And as the Gemara explains, the amri inchin, as people say, mimori reshuseich pa'ari apara, that if someone owes you money, then you should even take brand for payment, and therefore we would have a habmina that a poil is happy to get paid, and therefore you could even force him to take shav kesef. And the Gemara continues, v'yashmin hacha, and we would tell you the din b'degei apoil. So we would say hacha shemishakibul love ain shem loy mishum de islay agregabe. So b'degei apoil, we would say that once the poil actually accepted the kash or the teven, then the employer cannot retract, as l'maisa he owed him this debt, and therefore certainly the poil had a right to be koina the teven kash. However, in the first case of the Mishnah, aval hecha de leslay agregabe, in that case where the wall fell into the garden, and the owner of the garden was not owed any money from the owner of the wall, maybe in that case the owner of the wall can retract, and maybe the gardener was not koina, so therefore tzricha, and that is why tzricha. And as Rashi says, the ain shemeloi the kanyele chaseroi, as his chatzah was already koina for him. The Gemara continues to discuss the case of a poil where the Mishnah stated that seichas a poil lasis imoi b'tevin v'kash va'amuloi tenli schari va'amuloi tol mashe sisa b'scharcha ain shemeloi. The Gemara asks va'tanya, but we learned to the brisa b'negei a poil shemeloi that we do listen to the employer, and the poil is obligated to take shav kesef. And the Gemara explains, Amrav Nachman loy kasha, kam mishaloy, kam mishal chaveroy, that it depends what type of poil we're referring to. Our Mishnah is talking about a poil that is working for the owner directly. correctly, and therefore the owner has to actually pay him the actual wages that he promised him, and he can't pay him with Shavu Kesef. However, if Reuven hires Shimon in order to go work in Levi's field, then Reuven could tell the poel to Mashir Sisa Bischarcha that you should accept as your payment and as your wages whatever you were working on, and I won't pay you with cash. The Gemara continues, and the Bachis Gurius Amalei Ravler of Nachman. So Rav says to Rav Nachman, B'shaloi Mai Taima, why is it that if you're working for the Balabayas himself, the Amalei Agra Lach, that Lamaisa the poel says to the Balabayas that you owe me the wages and you can't pay me Shavu Kesef, B'shachaveri Nami Schari Lov, then even if he's working in his friend's field, then Lamaisa, the one who hired him, is responsible for his wages, and therefore he should not be able to tell him that he has to accept Shavu Kesef. Rav brings a raya, the Tanya, as we learned to the Braisa, Haseches HaPoel Lasses B'shaloi, if Reuven hires a worker to work in his own field, instead of working in Reuven's field, he actually tells Shimon to work in Levi's field, that Reuven is responsible to pay for Shimon's full wages, then Reuven could go and be compensated from Levi for the amount that he gave Hanoah to Levi, and the amount that he actually benefited him. But l'maisa we see that Reuven is responsible to pay these wages to Shimon, and therefore why should it be a chiluk between a case where Reuven hired a poel to work for his own field, or where Reuven hired a poel to work on someone else's field. And I in Taisi Dino Maskel Kam Bishel Chaveri, with Taisi Eas Tema, Lamai de Sakadaita Chashta, at the beginning of our Gemara, where the Gemara thought that if Reuven hires Shimon to work in Levi's field, then Reuven is not really responsible to pay Shimon at all. So I might start Lamai Le Tomasha Sisa Bischarcha, Yoima Le Etlan Chaklum, Reuven should really be able to tell Shimon that I won't pay you at all, Shay Le Sisa Le Klum, as you didn't work for me at all, and you really work for Levi, and therefore you should go and get paid from Levi, Ayin Shum. The Gemara continues, and based on this question, so Rav Nachman will actually try to find another way to explain the chiluk between our Mishnah and the Braisa, Ela Rav Nachman. Therefore Rav Nachman says, like Kasha, Kam Bishaloi, Kam Bishal Hefka, that there's a difference between where Reuven hired Shimon to work in his own field, and over there we say that Shava Kesef is Naka Kesef, and Reuven can't tell Shimon, To Masha Sisa Bischarcha. However, where Reuven hired Shimon in order to work in a field of Hefker, then Reuven could tell Shimon, To Masha Sisa Bischarcha, as Rashi says, Bishal Hefka Shemulai. The reason is, the Amalei, as Reuven tells Shimon, Kani Be'at, the Lidei Le'Konilei, that you should be clean of whatever you worked on, as I was not clean at all, and Rav Nachman Tamei, the Amalel, Hamagbi Mitzil Chaveri, Le'Konil Chaveri, that even though Shimon is working in a field of Hefker, and ostensibly is working for Reuven, but Lemaisa is picking up Mitzia for Reuven, and Lemaisa, the din is that Reuven is not clean, and for example, if a third party would come and grab this item, then the third party would be koina, nimsa she'im pulase alav, ve'in kan baltolin, and therefore we see that really Shimon is not working for Reuven, and the issa baltolin doesn't apply, v'leidomi l'shal chaveri, and it's not similar to the case where Reuven tells Shimon to work in Levi's field, the hasam leklameimah zochi be'at, as over there you can't say to him that you should be zeicha in these items, as these items are not hefker, and they belong to Levi, and v'chilei amalei schorcha balabayis, and if when Reuven hired Shimon, he didn't say that you're going to be paid by Levi, then then Reuven owes him these wages, and therefore Reuven has to pay him actual money and can't tell him Tul Masha Sisa Bischarcha, but in the case of Hefka, then Reuven could tell Shimon that you should be clean to whatever you worked on, and in reality you weren't really working for me, and therefore I don't have to pay you your actual wages. And the Gemara continues that even though Rav Nachman just stated that the case of the Brice is talking about a scenario where Reuven took Shimon to work in a field that was Hefka, but the Maisa Reuven just told Shimon to work for him Stama, and therefore Esvi Rebel Rav Nachman, once again Rav Esvi Rav Nachman, and we learned in the Braisa, Metzias Poel Atzmai, that if a worker was working for Reuven and he finds a Metzia, then the Poel has a right to keep that Metzia. Amosai, and when do we say that? Bizman Shamalei Balabayas, Nacheshi Miyayayim, or Yadayim Miyayayim, that is only in the case where the Balabayas actually gave him a specific task and told the worker that I want you to weed for me today, I want you to dig or hoe for me today, and therefore finding Metzias was not part of his job description, and if Shimon would find a Metzia, then he would be able to keep the Metzia, and he would only have to deduct from his wages the amount of time that he was metapel with the Metzia, and for example, if he's paid $100 an hour, and because he found this Metzia, therefore he had to take off an hour of work, so then the owner would be able to deduct $100 from the wages of the poel, but ultimately the poel will keep the Metzia. However, however, if Reuven hires Shimon and tells him, I just want you to work for me for a full day, then anything that occurs during that day belongs to the Balabayas, and therefore, even if Shimon finds a Metzia, which is unexpected, Reuven still will require the Metzia. Therefore, even in the case of Hefka, Reuven should should really be koino, and therefore Shimon is considered the poil of Reuven, and therefore Reuven should have to pay the wages to Shimon and should not be able to tell him to masha sisa bischarcha. And based on this question, once again, Rav Nachman will now try to give an explanation as to the chilul between our Mishnah and the Braisa, and El Rav Nachman, and therefore Rav Nachman says, Loi kasha, kam bagbo, kam ba'abota. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa could be talking about a case of Hefgar, and the Mishnah is talking about a scenario where Reuven hired Shimon to work in a sada of Hefgar, and he told him, I want you to pick all the Tevin and the Kash that's in the sada. And certainly, as we stated, when Shimon lifts up any of the Tevin or Kash, or works with the Tevin and Kash, then Reuven would be Koina, and therefore Shimon is working for Reuven, and Reuven has to pay him his wages, and can't tell him Tul Masha Sisa Bischarcha. However, in the Braisa, we're talking about a case where Reuven did not hire Shimon to pick up the Kash and Tevin, and to lift it up and make Hadba, and instead hired him to watch his field, or as Rashi says, Oy Lahashlech Me'aliyah La'aretz Deleka Hadba, or in a case where he hired him to throw Tevin from a higher point to a lower point, and there was no Hadba involved at all. And therefore, since Shimon did not make Hadba and did not make a Kinyan, so Reuven was not Koina, and therefore, when Shimon finishes working, Reuven could tell Shimon that instead of paying you actual wages, I want you to go and be Koina to Tevin and Kash for yourself, and I won't pay you actual cash. The Gemara continues, Amar Rabba Habata Behefka Tanoi, that the din if Habata is going to be Koina of Hefka or not is actually based on a Machlekes Tanoim. At the time, we learned in the Mishnah Mesech Lishkalim, Shoyme Sfichim Beshvias, that if there are guards that are watching barley for the carbon of Minchas Ha'imah or Chitin for the Shtei Alechem during Shemitah, Neitin Schar Mitchumas Alishka, they would be required to take wages from the Chumas Alishka, and they would not be able to work for free, and they could not volunteer their time. However, Beisi Aimeh Haraitz Misnadifu Vishayim Chinam, that if someone wants to donate their time and volunteer to guard the barley for the carbon Minchas Ha'imah or the Chitin for the Shtei Alechem, then they could do so, and they would be considered Shayim Chinam. And Amaloy and Rabbanan said to Rabbi Yisi, Ata Aimeh Kain, if you say this, in Boyim Shaltiba, then it comes out that this worker actually is considered the owner of this chitin or this iron, and therefore this barley or chitin would belong to this individual and not to the tzibah, and how could the tzibah now use the barley or the chitin for their kabanais? Rabbi continues, My lab, let us say the machlikas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi is gufa in the shayla if Habata Behefka is koina or not. The Tanakama saba Habata Behefka kadi, the Tanakama hold that Habata Behefka is koina, viyavile agra in viloiloi, and therefore if we pay wages to this worker, then the worker is working on behalf of Hegdish, and therefore certainly, even though he's looking at the Svichim, and even though he's actually guarding the Svichim, he would not be Koina, and if anything, he would be Koina them for Hegdish, and therefore, certainly Hegdish could use these Chitim and Sa'irim for their Kabanais. However, the Tanakhama hold that if we wouldn't pay the Shomer, then the Shomer would be Koina the Chitim and Sa'irim for himself, because Abata would be Koina. And as Rashi states, if you feel who Abata Kanye Behefka, Hol V'Dover Terechu V'Daitel Kach Val Yodei Nishmar, and keep in mind that in that Bezim and Alf, we already discussed that even though there's a concept of Habata Behefka is Koina, that the Rishonim explained that that is Dafka Benegei Hefka, and it's easier to be Koina from Hefka, even according to the Mandama, that Habata Behefka is Koina, Habata would not be Koina in order to actually be Koina some item from someone else. And also keep in mind that the Mefarshim explained that Habata is not just Stamriya, and has to be something like Shmira, and as Rashi says, that it's a Dover that has Tircha, V'daitel Kach Bal Yodei Nishmar. Rabbi continues, Rabbi Yisi Sover, Rabbi Yisi holds Habata Behefka Loi Konai, that Habata Behefka is not Koina, V'chi Azli Tziba Maisi Hashru De Kozachi Bei, and therefore the Shoyma was not Koina, the Bali and the Chitin, and the first time that there is any Kinyan is once the Gizba goes and sends the Shliach to go and take the Bali or the Chitin, and at that point they made Akba, and they would be Koina, and therefore it's coming Mishal Tziba, and therefore this Shoyma could work for free, and he could volunteer his time. And the Gemara continues and asks that L'chira, after Rabbi Yisi stated Haraitzim Misnadiv Hu V'Shoyma Chinam, so Amuloy, the Tanakam responded to Rabbi Yisi, Ata Imakain, Ein Boy Mishal Tziba, and the Gemara asks, Umay Ata Imakain, the L'chira, what is the Tanakam asking Rabbi Yisi? If L'chira, according to Rabbi Yisi, it does make sense, as since Habata is not Koina of Behefka, therefore it is Mishal Tziba, and what is the major question that Tanakam has on the Shita Rabbi Yisi? And the Gemara answers, Hachika Amrle, Midvurech Lidvurenu, Ein Imer, Shtei Alechem Boy Mishal Tziba, that according to your words, that a person could volunteer to guard the Chitin and to guard the Bali, so Lofi our Shita, that Habata Behefka is Koina, then we have a problem that the Shtei Alechem and the Imer is not coming Mishal Tziba, as the Shoyma was already Koinit, and he wasn't paid from the Tziba, and therefore he was Koinit for himself, and the Korban Oimer and the Korban Shtei Alechem is not Hakamim Mishal Tziba. And the Gemara continues and will bring down two different versions as to what Rav responds to Rabbah. And the Gemara first starts, Rav states, Loi, the Kuli Amma Batab Hefka Kani, that really everyone agrees that Batab Hefka is really Kaina. The Hacha B'chayshin and Shem Aloyim Surim Yafi Yafi Kam Nefgi. And the Machlek is between the Tanakhamer Abesi and the Mishnah Mesech Lishkolim, is if we trust that the person who is actually guarding the Tfuah and was Kaina the Tfuah through Abata, as Abata Behefka is Kaina, and the Machlekes is that when he gives it over to the Gizbar, is he giving it over properly, and is he giving it over B'leiv Shalim? And as the Gemara explains, Rabbanan Savri Avin Le Agra, Rabbanan hold that we must pay him, because we loy, as if we don't pay him, Chayshin Hashem Loyim Sirim Yafi Yafa, then the Shalim will be Kaina, because Abata Behefka is Kaina, and Lemaisi he won't give it over to the Tzibur properly, and as Rashi said, the Neich Le Shirikvu Mishaloi, as he would rather that he actually bring this carbon, and it belongs to him, as he feels that would be his chus for him, and therefore we specifically have to make sure that we pay the shema. Rabbi Yisi Savor lichashin Hashem layim sirim yafi yafa. Rabbi Yisi holds that we don't have to be choishes that maybe we won't give it over to tzibur properly. And certainly, even though he was kainer through habata, and even though he volunteered his time, he definitely will give over the chitin and sirim to the tzibur, and therefore the carbon oimah and the carbon shteir lechem will be brought properly and will be belong to the tzibur. Once again, the Gemara asks the same question: umayata oimah kain and lechira. Since Rabbi Yisi stated that when nachashin on Hashem layim sirim yafi yafa, then certainly there is no problem with volunteering. And why would the Chum ask Rabbi Yisi that Lemaisa it's going to come out that in Boy Mishal Tziba? And the Gemara answers once again, Hachi Kamele, this is what Tanakhama meant to ask Rabbi Yisi, Midvurech Lidvurenu, the Chayshin Hashem Layim Suri Yafi Yafa, in Oymer Shtei Alechem Boy Mishal Tziba, according to your words that this person can volunteer, then according to our Svara that we hold that with Chayshin Hashem Layim Suri Yafi Yafa, then certainly there could be a problem that the Shtei Alechem and the Oymer will not be coming Mishal Tziba. And the Gemara continues, Ikid Amri, that others have the following version, Rava Omar, that Rava says back to Rabbah, the Kuli Alma Batav Hefka Loi Kani, that really both Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi in the Mishnah Mesech Lishkolim both agree that Batav Hefka is not Kaina, and even if this Shema volunteered his time, he would not be Kaina from Hefka, and he would not be Kaina the Sa'irim or the Chitin. And if so, what is the Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi? And the question is, if a Cheshish for a strong man, the Tanakama Savat, Kidra Rabbanu Lemesli Abba Zuzi, Kehechad Lishmai, the Bezdim wanted to make sure that this Shema gets paid, and this way people will hear that the Gizba actually hired the Shema, and this way people that are strong men and they would generally go into fields and take Sa'irim or take Chayitim Bezraya and they would take it by force, they would know that this belongs to Hegdish, and therefore they wouldn't take this Tfuah and they would leave it for Hegdish, and this way Hegdish will have Sa'irim and Chayitim for their Kabanais. However, Rabbi Yisi Savor Leitakinu, the Rabbi Yisi held that we didn't have to make this Takana. And therefore, a person can even volunteer their time to guard the chitim and sa'irim that will eventually be used for the carbon minchas ha'imer and the shtei lechem. And we continue in daf kufyut chesam abeis, and the Gemara is umayat ha'imer kain. L'chayr, what is the Rabbanan Shaila on Rabbi Yisi? If l'maisa Rabbi Yisi is not chayshinan l'bali zroyos, so therefore there won't be a problem with his tefuah, as certainly it belongs to Hegdish, because all agree that a butter alone is not kainah from Hefka, and therefore the only time that the kinyan actually happens is when the gizba actually she goes and takes the chitin and sayrim, and certainly at that point it belongs to Hegdish. And keep in mind that over here the Gemara couldn't give a similar teretz that it gave before, and even though the Rabbanan said that we're chayshin and bali zrayis, but certainly if strong men do not come and take this tefuah, then certainly this tefuah belongs to the gizbar, and certainly it belongs to Hegdish, and therefore they wouldn't have a shayla on Rabbi Yisi, as certainly this carbon oimah and the carbon shtei lechem is not coming mishal tziba, as the shayma is definitely not clean it, as all agree that a bata behefka is not. And therefore the Gemara says, Hachi Kamerle, that this is what Rabbanan was saying to Rabbi Yisi, Midvurech Lidvurenu, Ein Boyim Mishal Tziba, that according to your Shita, that a person can volunteer their time to the Beis HaMikdash, and they could forgo on their salary. So for example, if the salary for a person would be for seller, it's as if he actually gave a present to the Beis HaMikdash of for seller, and it's as if four of his Sloim is in the Truma Salishka, and therefore the Rabbanan asked Rabbi Yisi, that in a Chinami, Benegei the Karban Oimah, the carbon shtei lechem, where the gizba goes and picks sa'irim and picks chitin, certainly over there there would not be a problem, as the shayma was not kainit because habata behefka is loikana. But lemaisa, when the gizba goes and takes money out of lishkas hagazis, and since the shayma was meichel's wages, therefore some of this money actually belongs to the shayma. And as Rashi states, v'nimsu loy b'truma abazuzim she'in l'tziba chelik b'hem v'im kainu men t'midu musafin v'shak karbonis tziba. And at some later point when they bar karbonis t'midu musafin, the shaka karbonis tziba from this money ain't million boy mishal tziba, then that carbon tarbin or that carbon musaf is not carbon mishal tziba, as it's really owned by the shomer. And the Gemara continues, v'chein ki asu Ravin am Rabbi Echran, and when Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said over from Rabbi Echran, choshim l'bal yizroyis, it could be now that the machlek is between the Tanakam and Rabbi Yisi and the Mishnah Masech Lishkolim, is it v'choshim l'bal yizroyis, as we stated in the last memra from Rava. And keep in mind that we know that it's an issa to guard produce of Shemitah, and Ayin and Rashi Masech Tzivamis on the Afkuf Chof Beis that states that there is no issa to eat periods that were guarded on Shemitah, and Taisi and Vamis states that there is an issa to eat periods that were guarding a Shemitah. However, over here, this guard was actually not watching the Svichim, and he was just telling people that were going into the Sada that you should be careful and not take the Sa'ir Mochitin, because Hegdish wants to use this for the Karban Omer and the Karban Shtei Alechem. And in Masechtas Menachas on that Pei Dalet, Taisis points out that even though there's an Issa for Hegdish to guard Peiros of Shemitah, however, that Issa does not apply to Hegdish, Ayin Sham. And we continue with the new Mishnah, HaMeitzi Zevel U'Shisurabim, HaMeitzi Meitzi V'Mezabel Mezabel, that although it's mutter for someone to bring their fertilizer into the Rishis Rabim in order to sell the fertilizer, however, once he brings it into the Rishis Rabim, then immediately the person that's buying it from him and will use it for fertilizer has to remove it from the Rishis Rabim, as it's also to leave it there, as potentially it could be mazik someone. And the Mishnah continues, in sharing tit for Rishis Rabim, then you now let us soak your clay in Rishis Rabim for a long amount of time, and you also now let it make bricks in Rishis Rabim. However, the Mishnah continues, I will give in tit for Rishis Rabim, I will that you let him need your clay in Rishis Rabim in order to use it for cement in your building, but you're not allowed to need clay in order to create bricks. And Rashi explains in Sharon Tit, that you pile up this clay in one place and you leave it there to soak for many days, because you leave it over there to dry. And the way that they made bricks was they lined it in an area and they made a form in order to create a brick. However, you can't make the forms for bricks, as that takes a longer time. And the Mishnah continues with a similar case. If someone is building something in Rishis Rabim, then the one that's bringing the bricks can bring it into Rishis Rabim, but then the one that's going to use it to build has to take them immediately and build them into the structure, and he can't leave them in Rishis Rabim. And Rashi states, that he actually accepts these stones from the person who brought them and he builds it into the building immediately, and it's mashmid, he can't even put it down into the shurabim even for a moment. And the Mishnah continues that the Tanakhama holds in all these cases, and even in a case where you had permission to actually bring these items into the shurabim, then hizik mishal mesh hizik, that if you actually mazik someone, then you're still going to be chayiv for hizik. However, Rabshim ben Gamliel argues in Tanakhama, and he holds af misakin who is malach b'lofnei shloshim yom, that a builder could even prepare his materials in Rishis Rabim even 30 days prior to needing them. And Rashi explains that Rav Shimon Gamliel is actually arguing on the Tanakhama on 2 points. Number one, you could even bring these items into Rishis Rabim for 30 days. And number two, since you brought them in Birshus, ain't a chayav ben zakin. And clearly we will see that this is the shita Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Mefarshim explained that since Rav Shimon Gamliel stated, af misakin who has malach l'lefnei shloshim yom, and he used the lashon of af, so it's mashmi, he's going back on the previous statement of the Tanakhama that state of him is Mishal Mashizik, and Rav Shimon Gamliel is actually arguing in that and saying that even if he's mazik someone, since he actually brought these items into Rishis Rabim Bishus, he would not be Chayav bin Zakin. And the Gemara begins, Leim Masisin like Rabbi Yehuda, by the fact that our Mishnah stated, HaMeitzi Zevel Rishis Rabim, HaMeitzi Meitzi V'Amezabel Mezabel, and you now leave your fertilizer in Rishis Rabim even for a moment, so it's Mashman, our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya is willing to the Brisa, Rabbi Yehuda Ima, Bishas Aitzayas Volim, at the time that it's normal for people to bring their fertilizer into Rishis Rabim, a person could bring his fertilizer into Rishis Rabim and he could pile up for 30 days as in this way people and animals will be able to trample on the zebel and turn it into fertilizer. And the reason why this is mutter is because when Yeshua gave Eretz Yisrael over to Klal Yisrael, this was one of the time that Yeshua made, as we learned in Masechet Baba Kama. And Rashi Masechet Baba Kama explains, shall manas kain hilchul that Klal Yisrael should not be makbid on this. And Rashi over here says v'tzeibur kol shloshim yom doesn't even mean only for 30 days, but mishloshim l'shloshim chayz v'tzeibur k'dei she'nishif yofa. And Ayin Taisis, who asked that, why didn't the Gemara just respond that really our mission is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and we're talking about a scenario ago, where it wasn't at the time that it was normal to bring fertilizer into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, Ayin and Taisis. And ultimately, we will see that our Gemara will actually say that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda, but the Gemara starts and tries to find ways that potentially our Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara states, I feel the tame Rabbi Yehuda. If you want, I could tell you that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And Moed Rabbi Yehuda, Shem Hizik, Chayav L'Shalim, that even though Rabbi Yehuda says that you're allowed to bring your fertilizer into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, however, he's certainly Moed, that if it's Mazik someone, then you'll be Chayav L'Shalim. And the Gemara asks, but fam, but we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Baba Kamma, Rabbi Yehuda Imeh, B'ner Chanukah, Potom, Pleishu Ois B'Rishus, that if a storekeeper lights his Ner Chanukah outside of his store, and then it actually causes a fire on someone's tefuah that's walking by in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then the Baal HaChanus would be Potter, as Lemaisa, the storekeeper, had a right to light his Chanukah nearest there, and therefore he's going to be Potter, and therefore we see that once someone has Rishus to do something in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then even if he's Mazik someone, then he'll be Potter. And the Gemara asked, my lab, Rishus to Bezin, and the Gemara thought that we're talking about Rishus of Bezin based on Pesumi Nisa, and therefore, just like over there, since he had Rishus from Bezin, therefore he's Potter. So over here also, he'll be Potter, and you can't say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara answers, Loi, Rishus to Mitzvah, that really our Mishnah could be going like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda holds Shem Hizik Chayiv L'Shalim. However, specifically, B'negir Neris of Chanukah, then the storekeeper is Potter because he had Rishus based on the fact that it was a Mitzvah. But in our case, although it's Mutter to bring your fertilizer into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, however, it would be Mazik someone, then you would still be Chayiv. But the Gemara asks, but Tanya, call Elu Sharmu Mutarin, Lakalkal Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, any item that the Chum said is Mutter to place in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, even though it will be Makalkal Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, and potentially could cause Hezek, so the Tanakama holds him Hizik Chayiv L'Shalim, and Rabbi Yehuda Poiter, and you see that Rabbi Yehuda says that you Potter in that case, even though it's not B'Maka Mitzvah, and not Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah, and therefore you can't explain that a Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda, and you could be Chayiv L'Shalim, as clearly we see that Rabbi Yehuda holds that once it's mutter for someone to bring a hezek into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, then it'll actually be potter. And therefore the Gemara says, Al Mechvat Masisa like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we have to go back to our original Svara, and we have to say that our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Yehuda. And the Gemara continues, Amar Abaya, Abaya states, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon, Kulu Svirulu, Kol Mokim, Shnas, Lachacham, Rishus, V'Hizik, Potter, that all of them agree that any place where the Chacham gave Rishus for someone to sue something, and then that causes a hezek, then the person would be potter. And the Gemara explains, Rabbi Yehuda Hadamaran, we saw the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda in this brisa that stated, Kol Elu Sharm Mutar L'Kalka B'Shus Rabbim, Im Hizik Chayv L'Shalim, and Rabbi Yehuda Paita, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, the Tnan, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, we see in our Mishnah, as Mishnah stated, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimeh, Af Misakonus Malachta Lefnei Shleish Miyayim, and as we explained, that since Rabbi Shimon Gamliel used the Lashon of Af, so it's Mashman, he's going back on the words of the Chachamim, and the Chachamim said that you're going to be Chayiv if you were Mazik. However, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that since a person has a right to bring the building materials into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and keep it there, so therefore, even if it would be Mazik someone, you won't be Chayiv. And finally, Abaya continues, Rabbi Shimon, that we know that Rabbi Shimon holds that Kol Mokim Shenos Chacham Rishus V'Hizik Potter. At the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Baba Basra, and the Mishnah states that if someone wants to place a Tanner in their Rishus and they have an Aliyah that belongs to someone else on top of them, then they need to leave 4 Amos above the Tanner, as otherwise it would be a fire hazard and potentially will burn down the Aliyah. And the Mishnah then states, if you're leaving the Tana in the upper story, then the owner of the upper story is required to make a cement platform of 3 Tvachim to place the Tana on, as otherwise it would be a fire hazard to the downstairs neighbor or the Kira Tevach. And since a Kira has a smaller fire, therefore all you need is a platform that's a Tevach high, then Hizik Mishal Mashizik. And the Tanakama holds that even if you do this properly and you actually machrik a hezek from your neighbor, and then even though you actually prepared the oven in the way the Chum said that you should, and then it went, it was still mazik, the owner of the house, then you would still be chayiv. However, Rabbi Shimon argues on Tanakama and he says, like Amru call Shurim Alalu, El Shem Hizik, Patam Al Shalim, that since the Chacham told us the Shurim as to how to build your Tana and Kirayim, therefore if a person does it properly, then it'll be Patam Al Shalim, and therefore we see once again, that Rabbi Shimon also agrees that Kol Mokim Shenos L'Chacham Rishus V'Hizik it was Potter. And the Gemara continues to discuss various stages in the building process. Tanu Rabbanu, we learned in the Braisa, Hachatzav Shemosel L'Sates, that if the person whose job is to go to the quarry and chisel out rocks from a mountain, and he gave over those stones to the stone cutter that smooths out the stones and shapes the stones, and then a Hezek happens, then a Sates Chayiv, at that point, the Chatzav is no longer responsible, and the stone cutter is Chayiv. If the stone cutter then gave over the stone to the donkey driver, then at that point the chama takes over responsibility and donkey driver would be chayiv. Hacham shemas lekasef hakasef chayiv. That if the donkey driver gave over the stones to the porter, then the porter would now be chayiv, and the chama would be pata. Hakasef shemas lebanoi habanoi chayiv. And if the porter gave over the stones to the builder, then at this point the builder takes over responsibility, and the builder's chayiv. Habanoi shemas ladrichol adrichol chayiv. That if the builder gives it over to the bricklayer that knew exactly how to put the brick to make sure that it stays straight on top of the wall, then at that point, Adrichal would be chayiv. And Rashi explains, Adrichal, hu avi ha'umnin, jehu medaktik ben nochas ha'evan litzaddal meishava b'shava shloi tamish v'loi thita v'loi tei boletas chutzulimus. And therefore, in all these cases, the last person that is dealing with it is chayiv. And as Rashi states, zeh shohi b'yodeh chayiv b'nisga im tipul m'yodeh v'tazak ha'zachirim, if the rock falls from his hand and it actually damages someone else, oi tishabahi, or if the stone itself breaks, hu chayiv l'shalim, then the last person that is dealing it is exclusively going to be chayiv. And we'll get back to the last part of Rashi once we continue and finish with the Gemara. And the Mishnah continues, v'meniach even al ha'dimus. However, if the adrichal already piled the stone on the top of the wall and he already straightened it out, v'zika, and then it was mazik someone, or it itself fell and was damaged, kulin chayiv l'shalim, then all of these workers would be chayiv to pay jointly. And the Gemara asks, v'atanya achrin chayiv v'kulin p'turin, that the last one is chayiv and the rest of them are pata. And the Gemara answers, like kasha, kam b'schiris, kam b'kablonis, that the brisa that states that the last one would be chayiv is talking about a case of schiris, and each one had their own contract, and therefore each one is only responsible for the time that they're working and not for the rest of the time. And since the adrichal was the one who placed the stone on top of the wall, so therefore the adrichal is chayiv and the rest are pata. However, the first brisa is talking about a case of kablonis, and all of these workers were hired as one group and with one contract to get a specific job done, and therefore they still have joint liability. And therefore Rashi is bothered, Al-Khira, if the first brisa is talking about a case of kablonis and they have joint liability, so why is it that the beginning of the brisa stated, Hachata shemasal esates, hasates chayiv, etc., and we kept saying that the last one is going to be chayiv, and Zok Rashi, va'afagadu mekminal holokamon bekablonis v'kulun shutfun mulacha, and chayiv al misha haisa mesurloi. And Rashi explains, the kivin dekechu hu ha'nezik mutal lov kalechel misrabi, the tnan adam mur lo'ilam, shoygu mezid oinis rotten, the naflam of Abu Kamo, petzatachas potza, lechayiv ala shoygu kamezid oinis kerotten. However, that is only in a case where the actual stone fell from this person's hand and damaged someone, or the stone itself got damaged. However, once the stone was already placed on the top of the wall, then it's no longer based on the koyach of that person himself, and therefore that person himself is not going to be exclusive of the chayiv, and the entire group will be jointly chayiv and responsible. And as Rashi states, "Mishenichu even al dimus hishuris habinyan nafla v'zika hoyv lav kicha dadrichal hu shlach shenichu nafla v'lekel chiyuv mishum giri delay kulan chayovin yachad shekulan shufim bedava v'aleim malach lases v'kibla chayis hanezik yachad." As Rashi says right before the Mishnah, "Dal kulan lishma shetei miyushavis yafa ayin sham," and we will stop over here.